Hazur says that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is that true follower of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who Allah the Almighty sent to further the work of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in the world. Whatever belongs to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, does not actually belong to him. In fact, it belongs to his master and his guide, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And whatever beneficence and blessings the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, attained, he attained only through being in the servitude and bondage to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. In one place, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says in the book, The Will, that the prophethood of Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in its intrinsic beneficence, suffers from no handicap. Indeed, its beneficence far surpasses the beneficence of other prophethoods. Following the prophethood of Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the easiest route through which one can reach God. Hazur says that, therefore, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, attained this beneficence from the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And because of his complete following of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was made to reach that station by Allah, which is the station of Nubuwwat, prophethood. However, the promised Messiah states here that simply complete or perfect obedience is not sufficient, or if somebody is completely obedient, that alone is not enough to make one a prophet. Because this would be insulting to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, with regard to Ummati, a follower, and Nabi, prophet, when these two words, Ummati and Nabi, are intertwined, when they are combined, then this is a possibility and this is true. Because there is no insult to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when the Ummati Nabi is used. In fact, the glory of prophethood becomes more manifest through this beneficence. So in this era, because of being an Ummati, a follower of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and due to his complete and perfect following and complete affection of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was provided with that station, that is, the station of Nubuwwat, prophethood, and he attained that due to being an Ummati, a follower, and also due to his great affection of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Being an Ummati, a follower, is a fundamental condition. Then, Allah the Almighty, after sending the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, also sent his signs of support and succor. And by showing these signs in his favor, he drew the attention of the world to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And this sequence of signs, which began from the time of the claim of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, continues even up until today. And righteous people continue to seek beneficence from this ongoing pool of blessings. And from this established Jamaat, from this created ship, these righteous people are boarding it. However, here as well, in the perfect following of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beneficence attained by the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, only those people are benefiting from it who, after the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, are attached to that divinely appointed Khilafat. Today as well, Allah the Almighty, to those who are good-natured, he guides them towards the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and he continues to provide this guidance to such people. And due to this guidance, people are initiating into the Jamaat, the community. And in order to prove, in order to testify that after the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, his Khilafat is also truthful. So people, through truthful dreams, are shown the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and also the Khalifas. This in turn becomes a means of refreshing the faith. I will present at this time some of these accounts and narrations, and these are of such people who through the means of dreams entered into the Jamaat, or community. These people hail from different parts of the world. They originate from different countries of the world. And they are also of different color and belong to different castes and creed. One such person hails from Gambia. There he belongs to a village, and the name of this village is Velingara, and the person's name is Modu Niji Sahib. He became acquainted with the Jamaat at the end of 2003, and he became acquainted through our Da'inillah, those in our Jamaat who preach in the way of Allah. He at the time had a deep connection with the Tijaniya group. This Tijaniya group is quite widespread and common in Africa. However, he had no knowledge of religion. All he did was, just as is common amongst the Muslims, he was a slave of the mullahs. Whatever the mullah said, he would carry out. He would also commonly take intoxicating substances. A short while before accepting Ahmadiyyat, he said, "I saw a dream." And he said, "I saw in this dream that in a jungle I am cleaning up some branches or some bushes. And after strenuous and intense effort, eventually I was successful in cleaning up that area." He said, "Now I was standing in a clean and illuminating and white area. Then in the dream, he sees a person who was very noble and who was sparkling, and he was with his companions. He saw that this noble and saintly person was calling him towards himself, that if Islam is your purpose, then come towards me," he said. So this person relates that this dream of a similar kind, of a similar type, with the same kind of contents, I saw on three different occasions before accepting Ahmadiyyat. And then with a clear and firm conviction, I entered into Ahmadiyyat. After accepting Ahmadiyyat and taking the Pledge of Allegiance, the Bayt, he says that he was shown the picture of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and the Khalifas. When he saw the picture of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he spontaneously spoke out that this was that noble and chosen one of Allah that I saw in the dream, and who was calling me towards himself. After accepting Ahmadiyyat, a revolution was seen within him, a transformation came inside him. He became regular in offering the five daily congregational prayers. He also learned to reading the Holy Quran, and he started becoming involved in other noble works. Then, despite being of an elder age, after completing reading the Holy Quran, he also very happily performed his Ameen. Then he started teaching other people and children the Holy Quran. So, he learned the Holy Quran in an elder age, and he also conveyed it and taught it to others, and with the grace of Almighty Allah, this person is now a Musi. Also, he regularly offers the Tahajjud prayers, that is, the optional night or pre-dawn prayers. His relatives have also realized this change within him. His relatives say that when we see him now, we cannot believe that this is that same person who we knew before, who this revolution has now been inculcated within. Then, again in Gambia, there is a teacher, and Amir Sahib has written about him. His name is Ustad Isa Juf Sahib. So he says, "In a very young age, I would study in a French Catholic school. I was only 10 at that time. When once at night, I saw a dream. Hazrat says, look how Allah the Almighty guides children. So this person continues to narrate that I was in an old house in which the light was dim, and I was sleeping in this house. When I saw towards the roof, I saw that there was no roof. Then I see a person in the heavens. He was wearing a red cloth, and he also had a golden turban on his head. And this person was in the form of complete light, and there was a halo of light around him. He was coming from the heavens towards me. This person was performing the Durood Sharif, sending salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the way that us Ahmadis do, in the way that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. So he continued that when I was 16 or 17 years old, I saw in a dream that I am going through some bushes, and finally I reach an old and desolate house. However, on this occasion, The house had been repaired and decorated completely. Its walls were white, and the doors and windows were of green color. Within the dream, I realize that this house is no longer desolate and abandoned, but now it has been given honor and dignity. I tried to exit the house before the owner of the house came, but at that occasion, a saintly, an elderly person came out and called out to me. I became terrified, and I rejected from him coming there. This saintly person called out again. I said, I will not come at this time until you do not tell me who you are. So that saintly person replied that I was due to come in the final day, so I have come, so do not be afraid. So upon this, he says that I was reassured, and I went with the saintly person to the office, where there were some instruments and tools, like a laboratory. And this saintly person said, this is my laboratory, and I am a chemist. I started developing love and compassion towards this saintly person. So I said to the saintly person that you must be leading a desolate, dejected, and isolated life in this house. So he replied that our writings are benefiting isolated people in all directions. We are in the gathering of these dejected and isolated people. After this, I separated from the saintly person, and he said, when I woke up, then I started crying with love towards the saintly person. Despite the services of humanity of the saintly person, he was living an isolated life. After 10 years, when I saw the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, then I realized that this was exactly that saintly person who I saw in both my dreams. In the first dream, he descended from the heavens, and in the second dreams, he was seen in the shape of a saintly person. Then, a person in Tanzania, Muhammad Ali Sahib, saw a dream that a white saintly person led him in prayers, and he performed the prayers behind the saintly person, and he attained spiritual tranquility due to this. A few days after, Muhammad Ali Sahib came to our mosque in Morogoro, and when seeing the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he said, this was that same saintly person who led me in prayers in my dream. And at that same point, he performed the Pledge of Allegiance, the Bayt. After the Bayt, the Pledge of Allegiance, he had to endure many hardships. Hazur said, such hardships do not have to be faced only in Pakistan and other such places. Even in Africa, one sometimes has to face hardships and suffer. His father also deprived him of his property and estate. It was only a small area which he was removed from. So then he migrated to another place. The land which was taken from his father, which he could have obtained, that was only 1 acre. But Allah the Almighty instead gave him 6 acres of land. He also increased greatly in sincerity and devotion. Similarly, he also makes great efforts in tabligh, that is, propagating the faith. Up till now, with the grace of Almighty Allah, due to his efforts in preaching and propagating the faith, despite the unfavorable circumstances, 6 jamaats have been established. Next is an incident of 2003, and this is from Burkina Faso. There is a village of Tultamo, where a youngster, Gaburi Musa Sahib, narrates his account of how he entered into Jamaat Ahmadiyya and the dream he saw. He said that my father called me in the last days of his life, and he taught me that if you hear about the news of the coming of the Imam Mahdi, do not delay, seriously research and accept it. So after this advice was given by my father, he passed away soon after, and I contemplated deeply, and I would pray profusely nawafil optional prayers that may Allah open the truth to me. So one night I saw in a dream that I am going towards a city, and I see that everyone is fighting amongst each other, and bloodshed is wrought. I asked a person that why is everyone fighting amongst each other. He turned towards me, and he said in a loud voice, addressing the others, that look, this person has not been hit by anyone yet, let us hit this person as well. So the crowd thronged towards me, and the crowd was right before me. And they were just about to grab me and hit me when a saintly person picked me up like a child and took me away from this crowd and took me far from this danger. He placed me on an open road which, till far away, seemed completely clear. I started walking on this road. Then far off I saw a mosque, and then I finally entered into this mosque. Apart from the people who were praying inside, I saw that Arabs were preaching. So after he saw this dream, when he came to our mission house in Bobo Jalasso, there he saw the white mosque, and he also saw the people praying. He also saw 2 Pakistanis there. when he was shown the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he said with intense passion that, "I swear by God," this is that same saintly person who at the time of danger saved me from the crowd and took me away. So subsequently, because this person was an imam, because of his birth, his pledge of allegiance, a large number of people in a village also accepted Ahmadiyyat. Then, in the area of Senegal called Casamance, one Pir Sahib took the pledge of allegiance. His followers live in 132 different places. The basis of this Pir Sahib accepting Ahmadiyyat was on the foundation of a dream. He put his hand on the Quran and took oath that this following dream was seen by me. And I have seen this dream many years ago. But I was looking for the one who would testify the truthfulness of this dream, that is the Hazrat Imam Mahdi. And with the grace of Allah the Almighty, I have attained this now. The dream narrates as follows. He says that, "I see in the dream that the Kalama Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, the Muslim creed, is lying fallen on the floor. All the holy people, all the saintly people combine together to try and lift that Muslim creed up. But they are unable to, and they fail to try and lift it up. Within that time, a saintly person appeared. And it was said that this person's name is Muhammad al-Mahdi. So this person came and all by himself lifted up this Kalama, the Muslim creed." Amir Sahib writes that when he went on a visit to this area, then he also went to this person's house, where this person had placed a banner on which was written, "Ayyahu sakanul balad, ismahu Ja'al Masi, ismahu Hadratil Mirza Ghulam Ahmadul Qadiani alayhi salam, huwa al-Masih al-Mahdi." So Allah the Almighty, even in far off remote places, is making the truth of the promised Messiah apparent in most magnificent ways. It is the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, alone through which today the true nature of the Kalama, the Muslim creed, is being manifest and apparent in the world. Otherwise, the scholars of today, the so-called Muslim scholars, they have left Islam in a disgraceful condition. Then, a friend from Algeria, Abdullah Fatih Sahib, he came to our mission house, and he took part in a question and answer session. At the conclusion of this session, he was given the sermon of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, Khutbah al-Hamiya, and also the book Al-Huda, for further reading. After studying both of these, he said, "These writings cannot be of one who is false." Then he tied a cloth on his head to make a turban. And he said, "A short while ago I saw a person in a dream, and his face was filled with nur, with light, and he had wrapped a cloth as a turban in the way I have. Then he was shown the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He was not told who this was. When he saw this picture, spontaneously he stood up and said, 'This is that exact same person who I saw in the dream.' So then he took the bed, the pledge of allegiance, and entered into the Jamaat." Then, there was an Arab in Finland, and he said that 3 years ago, my father passed away. A few months before he passed away, rather a few months after he passed away, I saw the following dream, that my father is sleeping in the grave. This grave lifts up, and another saintly person, greatly dignified, filled with light, wearing a robe, rises out. His beard is black, and his face is completely illuminated and glorious. His name was written on his chest, but I could not recall what that name was. As soon as the saintly person exits the grave, he grabs my right hand, and he takes me to the other side of the grave. I walk alongside this saintly person, and I am looking back towards my father. 6 months after seeing this dream, he says that I was searching for some channels on a satellite, when suddenly MTA appeared. And on MTA, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi IV and also Hilmi Sahib were there. So after a few days on this program, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV took out the picture of a saintly person and showed it in the program. And that photo was of Hazrat Masih Ahmad, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. So this person relates that when I saw the picture of the saintly person, I recognized that that saintly person I saw in the dream was this very same person. There is an Ahmadi of Senegal. He saw in a dream the picture of two saintly people in the heavens, but he could not understand that which was the picture of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He considered in his mind that one picture was of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and the other was of the Hadrat Imam Mahdi. Suddenly one of the pictures vanishes, and the other picture comes right before him. This picture, which draws close to him, it states that I am the Imam Mahdi. After seeing this dream, Umar Bas Sahib, this is this person who is from Senegal, he firmly believed that the Imam Mahdi had come. Subsequently, the missionary who narrated this account said, when our delegation reached this person, and we showed him the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, so he said, this was the exact same picture that I saw in the dream. So after this, he took the bid, the pledge of allegiance. One of our friends from Syria, he became acquainted with Ahmadiyyat and then tried to study further. He began by studying the books of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He said that, I have studied all the Arabic books of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and benefited greatly from it. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has worked magic on me. After this, he says, I performed the Istihara prayers, upon which the following verse was recited to me. That abdam min ibadina ataynahu rahmatam min indana wa allamnahu min ladunna ilma. When on the other hand, I also was enabled to meet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The translation of this verse is that they found one of our servants upon whom we had bestowed our mercy and whom we had taught knowledge from ourselves. He says, after this, for the second time, I met the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And when I inquired, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in order to save yourself from the disorder of this time, only Mirza Ghulam Ahmad is the ship of salvation. So he says, then I asked my wife to do the Istihara prayer, and she sees in a dream that a person says that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad is the Mujaddid, the reformer of this time. But despite this clear-cut dream, he was not completely reassured, and he did not take the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance. So he explains that although I was convinced of the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, I did not proclaim it, so that it gives an opportunity for the people around me to consider in their own volition, and they do not just follow me thoughtlessly. Secondly, I desired that I should read some of the books of the opponents of the Jamaat. Finally, in July 2009, with five of his acquaintances or friends, he took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance. In a village in Ivory Coast called Shinala, Gabima Sahib related a very strange incident. He said, 20 years previously, this humble one fell extremely ill. I suffered from epileptic fits. I tried every treatment possible, but it provided no relief whatsoever. Then, somebody in the city gave me a kind of lucky charm or an amulet and said, keep this close to you or wear it. This will be the cure for your ailment. Within those days, a vision came upon me, where a saintly person said, what are you wearing? Take it off immediately. Then, very strongly, a realization came into my heart that this saintly person was the Imam Mahdi. I removed this amulet, this lucky charm, from around me. And in those days, I was cured through Allah's grace, and after that I never suffered from any epileptic fits. From that day, I was in search of how to accept the Imam Mahdi, but then you people came along and started discussing the Imam Mahdi, and I considered that I had found the Imam Mahdi. Hazrat says, then our missionary showed him the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and also the Khulafa. And then he indicated towards the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that this was the exact same person who I saw in the dream, and who had forbid me from utilizing this lucky charm. Hazrat says, all these myths and all these kind of lucky charms have been started by Maulavis nowadays. So in order to finish off these myths, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was sent. For this reason, he was also called the Imam Mahdi. Then, somebody writes from Abu Dhabi that whatever books of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, I could obtain, I studied. In addition, I regularly watched the MTA program, Hawarul Mubashir. I became familiar with the fundamental tenets of Jamaat-e-Ahmadiyya. At first, due to my ignorance and my previous way of thinking, I displayed a negative reaction. However, when I studied the traditions and the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, I started to become reassured. I now had two paths in front of me. Either I could continue to believe that Jesus, son of Mary, would descend bodily from the heavens, and that before that the Dajjal, the Antichrist, would descend from the heavens, and believe in those qualities of the Dajjal that should only be attributed to God. For example, bringing back people from the dead. And then there is also the concept of the abrogation of certain verses of the Holy Quran, that I should remain attached to such philosophies. Or the other path was this, that I should accept Hazrat Ahmad as the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, who has freed Islam from these myths, and who has presented the true beautiful face of Islam, and has also defended the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Nonetheless, I seeked guidance from God, and I prayed most profusely that Allah should guide me, and He should also allow me to tread on the path of truth and of His pleasure. After this, my heart became more and more inclined towards Hazrat Ahmad and Jamaat Ahmadiyya. When I read the poetry of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, regarding the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, then I started trembling and tears flowed from my eyes, and I said in a lofty voice that no liar could have written such verses of poetry. The heart of a liar could not contain so much love and affection for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Then, for a non-Arab to utilize such eloquent Arabic and to have such control of it, without divine help and succor, this is impossible. So this was the way in which Allah the Almighty provided the means of guidance for this person. Then there is another incident from Syria of Hariri Sahib. He says, I am a simple person, I cannot read or write, and neither do I have any resources. In the previous 4 months, I have seen many dreams, in which my soul is being abducted. In the final dream, I see that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, comes to Tartus city. In our house, he comes to just one room. In fact, there is only one door in this room, yet in the dream, I see two doors of this room. One door faces the west, and the other door faces the Qibla. My father was standing at the door of the Qibla, and he said to me, that say salam, greetings of peace to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I said, salam, peace. When I met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a cold gust of wind comes from the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, into my heart. Due to this, my heart was reassured. When I look up, what do I see? I see that the Imam Mahdi is cloaked in the garment of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I then, after performing istikhara prayer in terms of entering Jamaat Ahmadiyya, I prayed this, that, O Allah, I am a simple and uneducated person, show me the truth. So then Allah the Almighty showed me my deeds, which were not good at all, because I did not perform or offer the prayers. After this, I saw my mother with me in a grave. Hazrat Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, has come to take my soul. He then strikes me on the neck. Because of this, a mark embeds onto my neck. After that, I move on from there, and I meet another youngster. And I say to him in great astonishment that a mark or a seal of the Imam Mahdi is on my neck. So the youngster replies that this very sign is also on my neck. And this is a sign of Bait, initiation or pledge of allegiance. Then there is Raghuq Sahib of Algeria. He said, one day I was watching the TV when suddenly I saw your channel and I saw how debates were being held with Christians. I was convinced that your Jamaat is on the truth and I said to my Lord that I believe in this Jamaat. For the truthfulness of this Jamaat, I do not need any dreams. I follow the way of Hazrat Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, and I accept the Imam Mahdi. As we said, there are such righteous people as well, that they see the truth, and they do not need any other arguments or any other kind of sign to accept the truth. So Raghub Sahib continues that I saw in a dream that Nasir Salahuddin is leading the Muslims against the Christians in debate. Then suddenly the heavens rent asunder, and I hear a voice that turn on your mobile, a number will appear on it. And in this year, Islam will become dominant over all other religions and spread all over the world. So I turned on the mobile and 2150 was written on it. So I assumed that this would come true in the year 2150. I woke up and I looked at the clock. So when I looked at the clock, which was a digital clock, the time appearing was 2150, that is 9:50 in the evening. He says that for the last 7 months since I did the bear, the Pledge of Allegiance, I am observing fast. I saw in a dream that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is extremely angry upon the Muslim scholars, clergy and saintly people, and he indicates towards the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasallam and said he is a Rasul, a messenger, and the Nabi or the Prophet who was to come after me. In the same way, there is a person who lives in a far off, in a remote place. He prays, and Allah the Almighty makes the prophethood of the promised Messiah alayhi salam apparent to him. Then there is Haddad Sahib of Algeria. He says that in the month of Ramadan in the year 2004, I see a dream where a person says that, come with me, I will take you to meet the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. I see that behind an approximately 1 meter tall wall, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stood. He sees me and smiles. Then I observe that between the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the wall is a person who is of brown color, of a shade that is similar to wheat, and he has a rich black beard. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, indicates towards this person and says, "Haza Rasulullah," that this person is a messenger of Allah. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, goes off towards a light in the east, whilst this other person remains standing there. So he relates that after 4 years, coincidentally, I watched your channel. When I saw the picture of that person who I had seen in the dream alongside the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And this was the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. So immediately, I took the bear, the pledge of allegiance. Then there is Shamsuddin Siddiq Sahib of Kurdistan. He says, 25 years previous in a dream, I saw the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, sitting in the moon descending from the heavens. He says, now after watching MTA, I understood that the interpretation of this descending from the heaven in the moon is this MTA, and I want to take the bet, the pledge of allegiance. Then there is Abdul Rahim Sahib of Iraq. He says, a short while ago I saw in a dream that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is saying to me that you are one of our people, so therefore you should take the bear, the pledge of allegiance. So this person then wrote me a letter that I want to take the bear, the pledge of allegiance at your hand. There is Muhammad Ahmad Sahib from Egypt. He says, before I took the bear, the pledge of allegiance, I was lost in darkness because these so-called Muslim scholars raised such edicts or fatwas which cannot be accepted by anyone's intellect, despite the fact that all these people are in unanimous agreement that a reformer is to come, and they pray for this, but the condition of the Muslims continues to disintegrate. Like other Muslims, I was also immersed in different evil doubts and suspicions that why do I observe the prayer and why am I Muslim? Is there a creator of the heavens and the earth and the entire universe? How will the Muslims be united? I could not find a satisfactory or convincing reply to these questions. I started watching various channels that perhaps I could find the answer in Christianity, or perhaps the Shias had a reply to these answers. So suddenly and spontaneously I found MTA Al-Arabiya, where I saw some people I could not recognize who seemed like Muslims, but what they said was so different. However, what they said was in accordance with the Holy Quran. So he said their channel was Islamic, but their Islam was something foreign to me. And the people speaking in this program said that the Imam Mahdi has come, and he is also the promised Messiah, who is to slay the Dajjal, the Antichrist. And he also, through the Nur, the light of the Holy Quran, is the arbiter and just and judge of this time. Through the revelation of Almighty Allah, he has attained the appellation of Mahdi, and revelation has not discontinued, etc., etc. So he said, after hearing all of these things on the channel, and after deeply pondering on them, after a few days my head started spinning that what am I hearing? Then, when I came back into my senses, my heart decided that I should watch these programs further. But then I also thought that many people who call themselves scholars declare these people on this channel as disbelievers. So, he continued to research and he started inquiring from the scholars who said that these people are disbelievers. So, he said, then it came to my mind that all prophets have been rejected and considered false. They were called magicians, and they were also called crazy. Our own prophet, Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said that Islam would be divided into different groups, and it started out as something unfamiliar, and then again it will become something unfamiliar. But blessed are those people who are such. Then there are prophecies to the effect that there will be many scholars, but true scholars with wisdom will be few. Then the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is given great emphasis to following the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, despite having to face hardship. So he said, finally, I sought help from God and I prayed and I started offering prayers. I also recited the Quran most intensely and profusely. Then I came to know that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, upon the instructions of Allah the Almighty, had established a Jamaat, of which he was the Imam or the leader. And the way and the practice of this Jamaat is based on the Holy Quran, and its words and deeds and its example, its basis is the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's model. And they have emphasized the truth of Islam, and they have taken the true statements and traditions, and they have established that the others are false. So I pondered on all of this, and I found that all of this was pure and true and a reality and a fact, and none of this could have been stated by someone who was false. So I became inclined to all of this. And because this was already stated in the Holy Quran, because the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, had also related this, and the companions have also mentioned this, and this is also proved from the traditions and the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I found that everything was in support of what the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, had claimed. But an ordinary Muslim who has not studied the books of previous scholars and just heard things from the current so-called scholars and have not really observed or read themselves what people have said before or after, then all of this will naturally seem unfamiliar to them. So he says that there is no doubt whatsoever that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him's arguments are totally true. Then he says that in order to decide, ultimately, I perform the istikhara prayers. So then, in Ramadan of 2007, I see two dreams. And these two dreams were shown repeatedly to me by Allah the Almighty. And the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was made clear to me. In the first dream, I see that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is providing a green fruit to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, as a result of which I immediately took the bet, the pledge of allegiance. He says that after this, my circumstances improved greatly. A person in Gambia, he was a landlord there. He relates that in a dream I saw that two persons come to me and say that this is the time for the coming of the Imam Mahdi, and he has come. And always these same two people would meet me. So he says, once I was in Dakar, which is the capital of Senegal, I see a dream that my nephew on a horse is riding rapidly towards me and says that two persons are waiting for you at the edge of the river. When I reach the edge of the river, one indicates towards the other and says that this is the Imam Mahdi of this era, accept him. So then I said to him, that is, this missionary said to this person who had seen the dream, that if I show you a picture, then would you be able to recognize who that person was in the dream if I show you the picture? So he saw the picture of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, and said, this is that person who I saw in the dream. And the other person who he saw at the edge of the river in his dream, regarding this, they showed him the picture of the promised Messiah alayhi salam and also the Khulafa. So he put his finger first on the promised Messiah alayhi salam, and then he also put his finger to Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II. And this was that second person who I saw alongside the Imam Mahdi in my dream. Then he says, I'm going to relate another dream. Tonight I saw in a dream So after those missionaries went, as previously mentioned, that our missionaries went and showed them all these different pictures, so then he relates his second dream now. He says that just today I saw a dream that two persons arrive in a car, and they showed me the picture of a person who I've seen for a long time. I related this dream in the morning to my wife and said some guests are going to come, so therefore I did not go anywhere today and I was waiting for these guests to arrive. So he says, you are those very people who Allah the Almighty had informed me about in my dream. You came in the evening and he showed me those pictures, so therefore my dream is fulfilled. And he said very courageously that with the grace of Almighty Allah, I proclaim in front of all people that Allah has informed me that the Imam Mahdi has come and Ahmadiyyat is true. Balab Zabi Sahib is of Algeria. He said, at a young age, I saw a dream that a person of white complexion said to me that give your hand into my hand so that I can take you along with me. However, I was a bit hesitant and also afraid. I would go on seeing this same dream for a period of 1 year. Then finally, I accepted what this white person was saying to me. There was another person alongside this white person. It seemed from this person's demeanor and manner that he was a very important person. And it was this important person who was telling that other white person to put his hand in my hand. After a few years, coincidentally, I saw this person on Nileset. That is, that person who in the dream was saying that I should go along with him. And I also saw that other person who was instructing that white person to do this. I was extremely astonished and thought, who are these people? When the reality dawned upon me, I realized that Allah the Almighty has shown this all to me so that I could take the bet of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the Pledge of Allegiance, and enter into his community. So subsequently, I took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance. The person who is white in the dream was actually Mustafa Sabit Sahib. And the person who was instructing Mustafa Sabit Sahib that bring that person, that was Khalid Khalifatul Masih Rabi IV. Then there is a poet from Iraq whose name is Malik Sahib. He says that through MTA I became acquainted with the Jamaat when at that time the Arabic channel of the Jamaat had not begun. He says then I assumed that Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV Rabi was a representative of Buddhism. However, when Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV passed away, we observed the light of Muhammad sparkling from his countenance. The voice emanated from all the hearts of our household people that if only this person was a Muslim. Hazur says, I may have recounted this incident before, but nonetheless, they continued that without knowing why, we were crying profusely when suddenly one day we found MTA Al-Arabiya. Since that time, we are part of the community. My wife, after seeing two dreams, had taken the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance, in the first week. In the first dream, she saw that Hazrat Ali was giving some papers to my daughter. When my wife looks to see what they are, she realizes that those papers are bed forms, Pledge of Allegiance forms. In the second dream, somebody is bringing a letter from the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, addressed to his wife. And the Promised Messiah says that whoever enters this house is from my Ahl-e Bayt, from my household or family. After this, my wife sees many dreams. Subsequently, my son and his wife as well, after 3 months, that is after her third dream, they also took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance. Then they said that in the city of Najaf, we came to know about the coming of the Mahdi, where we went to this person, that is they see in the dream. The dream was such that in the city of Najaf, they received the news of the coming of the Imam Mahdi. We were three friends, and in the dream we went to them. And we said that, are you the Imam Mahdi, so that we can take your Pledge of Allegiance? He said, absolutely not. I am only a Muslim or a reformer. The Mahdi has arrived in Qadian. So in the third dream, she saw me. She says, I saw you. And you were delivering a speech to a large gathering in a deserted area. And all the people were thronged together. I alone was sitting with you. And I'm looking at your achkan, and I'm saying in my heart that subhanallah, glory be to Allah, how have you worn the cloak of the Imam Mahdi when the sermon finishes? And I put my hand on this lady's head who was seeing the dream. I say that, is your heart now reassured? And I also said that it seems like you are hungry. Let us give you food. So this was the third dream, but nonetheless she took the bear to pledge of allegiance. Similarly, there is Yasin Sharif Sahib from Syria. He writes that, I would like to tell you that after taking the bear, the pledge of allegiance, Allah the Almighty has rewarded me with blessings and grace. I was extremely distressed and anguished upon the conditions of the Muslims to the extent that I felt like I was going to be destroyed. I followed various Maulvis and groups. Finally, the one I followed told me that he is a student of another Maulvi who is a very senior person. So this person claimed that he was the Mahdi, but I found him totally removed from the truth, and I said to him on his face that you are lying. This person later died with his wife in an incident. He says, in 1997, I purchased a satellite dish, and I left the imamah, the leadership of the mosque, and I sat at home. It was my belief that I am on the truth, but because of the disintegrating state of the Muslims, I desired that this temporary life would end, and instead the everlasting life should begin. After 10 years of seclusion and distress, Allah the Almighty has guided me towards you. Through this, I received tranquility and satisfaction of the heart. In June, with my mother, I went to offer the Umrah. I performed repeated Umrahs. The first I did on behalf of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and after this, I did it on behalf of all the Khulafa. It is my prayer that Allah accepts this. Then she writes that before accepting Baid, the Pledge of Allegiance, I saw four Ahmadis in my dream and said, you are people of high station and there is no one else like you. Amongst them, one grabbed my hand. I said to them that swear on oath that are you established on the practice and way of Allah and His Messenger, and do you truly know the veracity of Islam? This was repeated passionately so many times by him that I started seeing the veins on his neck. One of them grabbed my hand. That is, amongst those four people in the dream, one took hold of my hand. And I said that take oath and swear this, that are you truly established on the way and practice of Allah, and do you know the true reality of Islam? So he said this repeatedly so many times and with such passion that I started seeing the veins on his neck appear. So then I said that from today I am also an Ahmadi. After this I observed, that is, this person is writing, that I saw you and you are in a hurry. So subsequently you look towards me and then go towards the east after that. Then she says that after the bear, the pledge of allegiance, I once saw in a dream that I am in Barzakh, and there the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is seen by me. A person says that now the telephone is with Mirza, that whoever wants to talk on the telephone can talk through Mirza Sahib. In Benin, in the city of Pube, there was an Ahmadi who was slack in giving chanda despite his affluence of wealth. From time to time his attention was drawn towards giving chanda. He was counseled about this. However, there was no effect upon him. So the Murabbi Sahib, the missionary, said the final weapon left was prayer. So what happened is that the same person came after a time and said, I saw in a dream. Hazur says that in the dream he sees me, that I go to him and I say that clear all your accounts of chanda. You think that this is a large amount, but this is not a large amount at all. So he says after relating the dream, he cleared all his arrears of chanda. Then there is a Mumin Sahib of Algeria. He says, 6 months ago I was introduced to the Jamaat, and I was satisfied that I had attained the truth of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, but I could not understand that what I should do next. Subsequently, Allah the Almighty showed two dreams to me. In the first dream, Hazur says that he sees me. And he says, I was in a strange state that I cannot even explain my feelings at the time. In the second dream, he is crying. and he is saying to me, in the name of Allah, that what should I do? Hazur says that upon this, I give this person two bed forms, initiation forms. So after this person woke up, he opened the internet, and he found those same two bed forms which he had seen in the dream. Subsequently, he says, I immediately took the Pledge of Allegiance, and since then, I have observed a prominent transformation within me. To all these sincere and righteous people, and to all rightly guided people, who every year see the truth of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and enter the Jamaat, who every year Allah the Almighty guides. May Allah the Almighty go on providing such people with steadfastness. May Allah increase their belief and faith. And also, regarding every single one of us, may Allah the Almighty increase our belief and conviction. May we be those who are true followers of the Imam of this time. And may we be those who continue partake of the blessings of him, whose beneficence is attached to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him.